We are continuing to watch the oil markets here push higher on fears of a potential supply disruption stemming from the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Brent crude, though, coming off of the highs we saw earlier right now at $100 a barrel. Of course, we've been seeing gas prices inching higher with the average creeping towards that $5 a gallon mark over in California, of course, with the highest gas prices there in some parts of the states. Let's bring in our very own Danny Romero, who is watching those numbers for us. And Danny, I know you've been speaking to drivers there. Feeling the pinch every time they go to the pump. What are they telling you?
Akiko, I would say feeling the pinch would put it actually lightly. I spoke with some drivers over the weekend who had to dig a little deeper into those pockets to pay for gas at the pump. Take a listen.
I'm just blown away. Like, I couldn't imagine that it would get this high so quickly. It's just really surprising.
Like you heard right there, surprising to say the least. At that gas station in Beverly Hills, California, regular gas is $6.25. But I also heard that that specific gas station is known to be notoriously high. Also, because of the area, could be an indication of that as well. I spoke with another driver who wasn't that sticker shock at the pump. Take a listen.
My car pays my bills. If not, I can't get to my work. So kind of cost of doing business, you know.
And you heard right there, some are willing to pay the price because it gets them from point A to point B for work. The Auto Club of Southern California reports that the statewide average gas price right now is $4.81 in California. A year ago, California's average price was $1.16 cheaper. Now, let's take a look at those gas prices across the Southland, which you see on your screen right now. The average cost for regular or unleaded in LA County is now $4.88. In Orange County, it is at $4.85, followed by $4.80 in the Inland Empire and $4.86 in Ventura County. So carpooling or combining your errands into fewer trips could be the way to go, Akiko.
What about EVs? I mean, you know, this is a conversation that happens in California every time those gas prices go up, largely because they do have the most extensive infrastructure for electric vehicles. There's the largest ownership for EVs there as well. What's your sense that this could finally push more drivers in that direction?
I mean, that is a really good point. I did ask that to some drivers if that was something up for consideration. Even our own producer who lives in Southern California said to get a Prius. But the other thing is that I've also heard from drivers is the fact that, you know, the structure in Southern California isn't really suitable for biking or public transportation as much as, let's say, New York, on the other hand. So that's something to consider, you know, carpooling. You know, I think that people are trying to navigate this in some way. But again, some workers are saying I have to pay the price because it gets me to work. So I think, like I said, carpooling could be the way to go. Or, you know, as we slowly go back to reopening now. But another thing is that the demand for gasoline is increasing in California because the temperatures are a lot warmer now. So people are flocking to other areas. They want to travel. So that's also another indication, too, that, you know, people are willing to pay the price. Who knows how long, though, Akiko?
Yeah, I mean, $18 to $20 a charge for an EV is sounding a lot like more and more attractive, right? As we look at gas prices, I think the last time I was there, it was $60 to fill up. So there you go. That's probably an outdated price at this point because of where it's been.
That's something,
Danny, appreciate. Yeah, appreciate you keeping a close watch on those numbers for us.